My name is Ellie Leslie. I'm 15 years old. Today is Thanksgiving of 2018, and I'm speaking with Dale Techman, who is a family friend. We're recording this interview in Wichita Falls, Texas. Dale, what do you do for a living?
I am a retired old bachelor.
Who has been the most important person in your life?
I probably would have to say my mother.
How come?
She was the most loving, kind, easygoing person I think that I've ever known. And I've known a few.
What is the happiest moment of your life?
I would probably have to say when I came back from Vietnam.
What was the saddest moment?
The saddest moment was when my son died.
I'm sorry. Who has been the kindest to you in your life?
The kindest? I believe I'd have to say Sandy Fleming.
She has a habit for taking people in. Are there any funny stories your family tells about you from when you were little?
When I was little? I can't recall any when I was little. I know they talk about a little story that happened to me when I was older, but little, I can't recall any, be truthful.
Did you ever get in trouble when you were little? Like something you were notorious for?
What by little, what do you mean? In your age bracket?
Yeah, from like 15 down.
Well, sometimes I would get in late. And later than I should have. And I would probably get a little reprimand or a little talk for not being thoughtful enough to get in time and not worry my parents. Other than that, I was a pretty good old boy.
What is your average day like when you were little, when you were 15?
You know, eat a little breakfast and get up, go to school. I went to a parochial school, a Catholic school. We'd go to Mass every morning, and then we'd line up and say the Pledge of Allegiance, and then we'd go to class. And what was the question?
What was your average schedule like when you were 15?
Okay. And after after school, got out, and we usually go home, and nearly always went home after that, and we would just go out and play. Mother'd say, okay, go out, and we'd just go and come back for supper. Of course, when I got older, I was involved in sports, and would play baseball, football, you know. And continued the baseball. I continued through high school.
Oh, did you play for your school?
I played for Wichita Falls High School baseball. My brother, he played. He was in the same kind of stuff I was, but he played baseball and football for the Wichita Falls High School.
That's really cool. What was your favorite childhood memory?
My favorite.
Childhood memory.
Oh. Well, that's kind of a hard one there. There's nothing really sticks out too much in my mind, except maybe when I was a kid and played baseball, if I'd hit a home run, that was... That was really a big deal.
bet. How old were you when you started baseball?
Baseball, I think about 8 years old. Played till I was in high school, you know, 17.
So like almost 10 years?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, on the very different teams, little kid baseball teams, and on into high school.
That's really cool, Dale.
Yeah.
What is your life passion?
I used to be running. And seriously, I love to run. Of course, I can't run anymore, so I do. I like to garden, do vegetable gardens, and of course, I love my dogs. I got dogs, you know. But running was really, I think, my biggest passion.
Is that how you got started with the Hotter Than Hell race?
Yeah, well, I used to ride bikes, too. I used to do, a lot. I'd do cross training. I'd bike, I'd run, I'd lift weights, and all that kind of stuff. Didn't swim. I don't swim. But I'm trying to think how I got started. It was probably through running that I got started with, or maybe it's been when I got involved or got to know Sandy, probably when I got involved with Hotter Than Hell.
How'd you meet her?
I think it was through running and, you know, running events and at the YMCA, I think, probably, I remember her coming into the Y when I was married before, and my wife ran a YMCA, was a director. And Sandy ran too, so I guess it was probably in the running avenue, you know.
Mm-hmm. What is the most important thing you would want the world to know?
That I want the world to know. Well, that's hard to answer the way you put it.
Like, what's the biggest piece of advice, like, you'd want to give me?
Well, what the world needs to be more civil. They need to have more common sense. The kids need to be more respectful of their adults. And more tolerant. Oh, I could go on and on. There's so many. Things have changed so much since I was a kid. Kids don't, nowadays a lot of kids don't respect their parents and don't talk back to their parents. Mm-hmm. That didn't happen in my day. There's no talking back to your parents. No cursing at your parents. No cursing. No cussing in the family. Nobody cursed in our family. If it was mild, you know, like damn it or something, you know. And of course, my upbringing in the Catholic schools and all that. So,
what is your favorite hobby? Daisy, get down.
Well, now my favorite hobby, since I can't run anymore, would be raising vegetable garden.
What's like the most successful crop you've ever grown?
I would say probably tomatoes. I've had a lot of good ones. Tomatoes probably the best I've had. No, I could take it back. I grew some cabbage one time. I used to work in produce in the grocery store, and we had some old cabbage plants that all got dried up, and nobody would buy them, so I just took them home. I said, well, I'm going to see if they'll grow. And I planted those, and God, I bet I had 100 plants. And then we got a big rain, and every one of those grew, and it was so much moisture that season that they grew so big, they started cracking open. I had cabbage out my ears, and that was kind of a freak thing that happened, but... So that was the best productive one I've ever had, but I've had good luck with tomatoes, potatoes, onions, cantaloupe. I've had good success with a lot of different fruits and vegetables.
You have to teach me your ways, because I tried to grow a garden and the squirrels and birds just ate it all.
And who ate it?
Squirrels and birds.
Oh yeah, that is a problem. I have a problem with rabbits, turtles, rats. They will get in and eat your stuff. Yeah, you have to try and put some kind of barrier around your garden. Sometimes that doesn't help, but sometimes you just have to put up with that, with things like that, because you're gonna lose some anyhow. Out of every crop, you're gonna lose something. So you can just chalk it up as loss.
Okay. How has day-to-day life changed since you were 15?
Oh, technology has taken over. Everything is so tech savvy nowadays. When I was a kid, we didn't have calculators, and we didn't have computers. And we only listened to a radio when we were kids. And then we got a black and white TV, finally we got a color TV. But life was simple, more simple when I was young than it is nowadays. For fun, me and my brother and I would sit on the front porch and watch cars drive by and take turns picking one we wanted. That was a form of entertainment for us. Talk about simple.
What was the most favorite car you saw?
Car? Oh man, I've liked the Chevrolets and the Fords. I liked the 55 Chevrolet, 56 Chevrolet, and 59 and 60 was nice too. And the Ford, Fords had some nice cars. That's, you know, what I'm thinking younger days. As I got older, I like your Mustangs, your Ford Mustangs, and of course your Corvettes, Stingrays, GTOs, all those souped up models.
What drew you to Wichita Falls?
What year did what?
What made you move to Wichita Falls?
I was born in Wichita Falls.
Huh.
Born in General Hospital. When General's gone now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I was born in the General. Was I born in Bethania? I think it was a General. I think I was born in the General. I'd have to look it up, but I'm pretty sure it was a General. And my parents, from Scotland and Winthorst, little towns to the south of Wichita Falls. And mother's from Winthorst, dad's from Scotland. And so when dad got out of the war, I'm a boomer baby. When dad got out of the war, mom and dad were married, but when he got out, they moved to Wichita. And he became mechanics. He was a mechanic. And so I was born in Wichita.
Did you ever help him fix anything when he
was
a mechanic?
Yes, I worked with him when I was probably about 15 or 16. I worked with him in his garage. And that's why I think I've always loved working on cars and stuff. So back then it was simple to work on vehicles. Now, I did a lot of work myself. Now I won't even touch them. It's too much. Computers and everything is way beyond what I'm used to, you know. So, and you know, that's been something that's changed a lot is cars and the way they're made and all the features they have now is just so much advanced. As when I didn't have any power steering, no power brakes, most of the time didn't have any air conditioning. It's all, you know.
Yeah.
No automatic transmission, but that all came along, you know. And things have changed. And a lot has changed, really. I'm telling you, it's just don't know. I think that the kids nowadays are spoiled, most of them. Except for you now. It's spoiled.
What was your favorite school subject?
Oh, God. I think math.
Math?
Math, I think.
I
had some Latin because I went to that Catholic school, but I can't even remember any of it. But I had that one. I was
David. I'm recording.
I had that one. I was a freshman. I went up to a freshman in Catholic schools, and then as a sophomore, junior, and senior, I had transfer over to Wichita Falls High School. Because the Catholic school didn't go any higher than that for the boys. For the girls, they went on up to seniors, to high school for the girls. But for the boys, they just went up to freshmen. But I think recess? Lunch?
That's my favorite subject, too.
No, I think I'd have to say math, probably.
What type of math did you do? Like, what was your favorite?
Oh, it was the old simple math, you know.
Like
addition,
algebra.
Subtraction, and multiplication, and division, and the simple stuff. None of this new math stuff.
Trigonometry.
We didn't. Oh, I didn't like that now. When I got into high school, and geometry, and what was that? What's that other thing we had?
Trigonometry.
No trig, but before geometry, it was...
Algebra?
Huh?
Algebra? Or calculus?
I guess it was algebra. I didn't do too good with the simple addition, mm-hmm. subtraction, and stuff. But when it got up into the other stuff, I wasn't too good at that. But I made it through school by the skin of my teeth. I didn't like English. I took art in high school. That was kind of fun. Didn't like English at all. Didn't like history was pretty good.
You said you went to a Catholic school. Did you have to take Bible classes too?
We have religious or religion classes, mm-hmm. and then when you get older, it's like in the teens. They had a CYO, was a Catholic youth organization, mm-hmm. and they would teach like Bible classes. We would meet every so often over in a parish hall across from the school and get further instruction there. But that then once I started going, I don't know if I went when I was in high school. I don't think I went when I was in high school. It must have been when I was a freshman at Catholic school. I think that's you didn't have the religious classes. You went to stuff like I'm talking a youth organization. But in the lower grades, you were taught religion.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just part of the school curriculum, you know.
Yeah. Well, Dale, that's all the questions I have.
That's all?
Yeah.
We're just getting going. Are you recording this?
Yes.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
She's recording this. Well, I'm sure there's plenty more that I haven't... Oh, I like watermelon.
You like watermelon? Can you grow watermelon?
Pecan pie. An occasional beer.
Thank you for letting me interview you today.
Anything about Vietnam you want to know?
Not really. I just kind of... figured it would be like a area I would try to avoid for you.
Yeah, that was a sad war. That was a sad war. So my son was born when I was in Vietnam. I had just got over there. I was 20 when I got over there. And I turned 21 about a month after I was there. And he was born about a month. His birthday was on the 24th of July, and mine's on the 29th of July. So right after I got over there, he was born, and I didn't get to be home when he was born. And he died when he was 25. And So that was probably the saddest moment in my life. It's a pretty bad thing when you lose. That's the only child I had, only one child. Mm-hmm. So I've been childless for a long time. Anyhow, I guess that's all you need to know. You reckon you'll get an A+ on that?
I don't know. This part isn't for grade. It's just so like, so StoryCorps goes to a national organization, and so
you don't need any kind of grade on this.
No.
Well, that ain't no fun. that ain't good. You ought to get credit for doing this.
I will get credit for the essay I write.
Okay. You get credit for the essay.
Yep.
Well, I'm sure you'll get a good essay.